Gotcha, yeah.
Closure.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you be any more specific?
Yeah. You're darn tootin'.
91.5 WMLO.
Medford.
End of story.
It's impolite.
famous. They all do it all for the best. The only reason that you came, so what you scared for? Why don't you always do the same? It's what you're there for, but no.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Juju Mixing Milk. I'm not supposed to be here right now, I just felt like I'd contribute a little bit more to the radio, so I and a couple of my friends decided to come on air. The name's Ethan and Aiden Lorenz. They're not part of the Fat Same family, Ethan Wallman and Aiden Lorenz. They're asking to go live. I'm going to put them on live right now.
I just want to announce the Boston Green Fest.
Oh, sorry, Ian. I'm gonna need to Hey, you can talk, Ethan.
Are we doing post? Can you hear me? Am I live?
Yeah, you're live.
All right, folks, we got a great podcast coming into you later this evening. Me and my friend Aiden, and as well as DJ Juju B, we'll be talking about some good shit.
Mixing milk.
Aiden, I'm just gonna put you up here live. One second, I'm gonna click on that. Click on that, and
why don't we send them into a song, Jules? Can we do that? Send them into something beautiful to start their evening off.
But before we do that, I just need to make sure Aiden has his microphone turned on.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Right there. That means, Aiden, you are on.
Just want to let everybody know we're going to be mixing some hot milk tonight. Some very, very warm milk.
Ooh.
Warm milk tonight.
Warm
boys,
milk. You know what that means.
Alright, I'm just gonna play you guys a public service announcement real quick on what I feel the United States is doing on the war against marijuana.
The war against marijuana.
Of psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
See you on TV, sunset shit done change. Ever since we was on, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
That was never friendly. Yeah. Now I'm jumping out of Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 bad bitches, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. If you fuck with winning, put your lighters to the sky. How could I make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with that bullshit, I just put it to the side. Bought a sense of baby, they could see it in my eye. My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done change. Ever since we was on, I dreamed it all.
ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations.
Congratulations.
Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
I was patient, yeah. Oh, I was patient. Now I can scream that we made it.
We made it.
Now everywhere I go, they say congratulations. Young nigga, graduation.
Yeah.
I pick up the rock and I ball, baby.
Ball.
I'm looking for someone to call, baby. But right now I got a situation. Number old Ben Franklin.
Cash.
Big rings,
champagne.
My life is like a ball game. But instead I'm in a trap, though. Paso big, call it Super Bowl.
Super Bowl,
call the hoes, get in the rows.
One, two, three, let's go!
Little mama, show me how you're moving. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you're moving. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, go!
Go, 50 in the house, bounce. Y'all already know what I'm about. You flow sound sick over Dre drums, nigga. I ain't stupid, I see Doc, then my dope come quicker. Whoa. Shorty hips is hypnotic, she moves so erotic. I watch, I'm like, bounce that ass, girl. I get it crump in here, I make it jump in here. Front in here, we'll thump in here. Oh, so gutter, so ghetto, so hood. So gully, so grimy, what's good? Outside the Benz on dubs, I'm in the club with the snug. Don't start nothing, it won't be nothing.
Little mama, show me how you're moving. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you're moving. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl.
Let's party, everybody stand up. Everybody put your hands up. Let's party, everybody bounce with me. Some champagne and burn a little greenery. It's hot. Disco Inferno, let's go. You're now rockin' with a pro. I get dough to flip dough to get more for show. Get my drink on, then get on the dance floor. Look at me, I don't dance, all I do is this. It's the same two-step with a little twist. Listen, Peppin', I ain't new to this, I'm true to this. Pay attention, boy, I teach you how to do this shit. We mix a little piss with a little Dom Perignon and a little Hennessy, you know we finna carry on. Mollin' at the streets in the club tryna get right. We gon' be up in this bitch till we break daylight.
Little mama, show me how you moving. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you moving. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl.
You see me shining, lit up with diamonds, cause I stay grinding. Homie, you could catch me swooping, Bentley coupin', switching lanes. See me rolling, you know why I'm holding. I'm out my paper. Yeah, nigga, I'm serious, I ain't playing. I'll embed it in your brain, I'm off the chain. G-Unit, next level now, turn it up a notch. M and Dre sent me to tear up the spot. Front on me, oh no, you know why I'm loco. Hands up on the dance floor, okay, let's go.
Little mama, show me how you're moving. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you're moving. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl.
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen.
I wouldn't get one if I could find a fire.
In the car, and I put that on my mama. And my bitch called, talking about some drama. I swear there ain't no time for women on a karma. It's either pussy or the karma. Man, I just wanna go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. Push the gas, get a motherfucking nosebleed. She ain't never met a youngin' do it like me. She got a man, but she said she really like me. She doing things to excite me. She sending all her friends snaps of my new tracks. Cause all these hoes know what's about to come next. I hit my plug up, got the baby connect. I drop a couple bands, I just wanna go. Man, I just wanna go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. Man, I just wanna go flex. Hold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. Knowing all of this, it just don't make a difference. I'm just talking shit to the ones that listen. I can with the heat, man, I swear I'm never missing. And I'm still the same, and I swear I'm never switching. Knowing all of this, it just don't make a difference. I'm just talking shit to the ones that listen. I can with the heat, man, I swear I'm never missing. And I'm still the same, and I swear I'm never switching. Man, I just wanna go flex. Hold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. I just wanna go flex, gold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold like the flames. I'm stone cold like the flames.
That shit hard.
So, I chose this song to have the to be the background music while we discuss such an important matter, such an important matter. Yeah. We're good. Sorry, we were just having some microphone difficulties. Some of these kids' first time in the studio. I know what noobs. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, you don't think so?
Definitely not.
The studio's my second home.
Is it? How many times have you been in a studio before?
I've been on mic probably like 20, 25 times at this point.
Wow. That's a ton of times, dude.
Yeah, no, it's a decent amount for sure.
You fucking probably beat me. I'm the host of the station. What about you, Ethan?
I dabble.
You dabble?
Yeah.
Nice. Aim, what's your DJ name again? I'm sorry, I just keep forgetting.
DJ A Money.
A Money, oh, that's what it is. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Lol. A Money, alright. DJ A Money, I don't think that's very good. How long did that take? It sounded like it took you two seconds to think of it.
It was actually given to me. Oh, I didn't really? Come up with it myself.
Oh, your parents gave that to you?
No, not my parents. My parents don't know about my DJ.
Oh,
my DJing career.
Yeah, you want to hide that, of course, don't you? You definitely want to hide
it's a,
that.
It's a dirty career.
No cussing. You think, come on, this is a PG-13.
I mean, hey, you were the one who started off with a cursing. Yeah, well, I thought maybe it's alright.
No.
Is it really?
It wasn't me.
You're not allowed to curse?
I mean, we tend to keep it.
Try and keep it PG.
On the DL, you know, but we don't want that stuff on this radio.
On WFM.
This is educational radio.
This is educational. Okay.
So, since this is an educational radio station, Ethan, I demand to take your water because this is my home.
Certainly, buddy. What's mine is yours. Take your water.
That screams educational.
You know, what was even more educational was his little segment on marijuana to begin the show.
Yep.
You know, remember that?
I remember.
How about we play that over and we commentate in the background?
I'd rather not, to be perfectly honest. I'd rather just go to a new subject.
You waterfall? You scared of spreading germs?
Aiden, you are the one that had your spleen enlarged for maybe a whole year, so I wouldn't be talking.
It was like half a year.
It's funny, we were actually talking about water bottles earlier and how much bacteria gets on these reusable water bottles, especially around the mouth.
Yo, I missed a call from Simon.
Ooh, wow. He's arrived. Oh, tell him to get his ass over here.
Call him, yeah.
Oh, okay, we're going to have...
We're about to get Simon on the phone.
Show. Tell him to call in the radio show.
Okay.
we have a call-in guest.
WMFO studio line 855-915-WMFO or 9636. Simon, I'm sure you're listening. This is one of the most famous radio stations in all of Kazakhstan. So we would expect you to be listening. Most 91.5 FM. Now, I think we're going to move on to our next segment of Just a Minute, where I'm going to give my two fellow co-hosts a subject, and they are going to have to speak about that subject for 1 minute straight without hesitating, deviating, or repeating. So they can't hesitate in that they can't stutter or pause.
They can't what?
Stutter or pause.
Or what?
Stutter or pause.
Jesus.
And then... So that's hesitation. You can't deviate, which is deviate from the subject at hand.
Somebody's got to get in touch with Simon first.
My phone has been dead, so that's on you.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna let this. I'm gonna just play some good old auxiliary chord.
What about the?
If I never stood on my feet, I'd be friends with the bottle. Why from the bunch, my feet choose this apple. Your fingers are crossed, but I'm not waiting. I won't be waiting, no. You should have never ever treated me like that. No. You should have never ever treated me like that. No. Heartbreaks when words are spoken. You never want your chosen words. Feels like you left me open, staring me to a course of hurt. You should have never ever treated me like that. No. You should have never ever treated me like that. No. You cannot hold on to what you don't get. No. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Simon getting the Uber over.
Yeah, so we just had to cool that. I know you guys were desperately listening, but we had to deal with some business with our friend who's just flown in from all the way from Texas just to see me and
Houston,
your fellow
Texas,
host.
All the way from Houston, Tejas. Yeah,
Two hours delayed because of the weather.
Yeah.
But he's coming in at 1:00.
But it shows a lot of commitment, guys.
1:25.
Yeah. People actually do care about us here in Medford.
Most definitely.
They do care about us over here.
Don't think for a second they don't.
Yeah. So we're gonna play the game that I've been talking about for a very long time. Yeah, it's called Just a Minute. I'm going to get this stopwatch up here on my laptop, and then I'm gonna give them a random phrase in which they have to be successfully. So you guys are also the judges. You guys have to call out, be watching very carefully to what your opponents are saying, so you can be the one to steal the turn, right? So if you get the correct call in deviation, hesitation, or repetition, and you're correct, and I judge you're correct, then I will allow
you... So you're the judge of the judges. We judge the other person, and you judge us.
Yeah, and then okay. There has to be some moderator between, like, determining... You can just call out... It needs to have some moderation.
Gotcha,
be cool.
But I could not be the moderator.
I feel like we can all discuss it civilly. I'm not going to be the moderator either because I want to be playing. So I feel like we'll all...
We'll take turns moderating or something.
We'll take turns moderating. Yeah? We'll take turns moderating. Yeah.
Let's
so,
start the game, buddy.
So let's start the game. What topics do you guys think would be
good? You can't ask us, that defeats the purpose.
I think it should be totally randomized.
Okay.
Who's going first?
I would not mind going first.
It's
going
to be Ethan. Ethan has to go first.
Fantastic.
So if I call him out on something, I start talking about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's going to be total just a minute, right?
All right.
So I'm going to get it stopped, going to stop and discourse. So the first topic is going to be... it's going to be... Under the sea, right? So, Ethan, start talking about this subject in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, well, as we all know, under the sea, there are a variety of creatures, and these creatures live without any direct sunlight. They develop over millions of years into these exotic beings that have all kinds of interesting features, including.
Hesitation.
That was
you messed up the word.
I messed up the word.
So now do you continue that you called him out?
Yeah, I'm gonna continue now.
Okay, buddy, please go. Go from there.
So, ready? 3, 2, 1. The funny thing about being under the sea is I was actually born under the sea. This may come as a surprise to everyone in my audience, because I do not look like a fish or mermaid. But in fact, I do have fins. I do have those floppy little things on my feet that do allow me to go underneath the water and transpire into something greater than I am today. The funny thing about this is my parents both were also under the sea, which means, what am I? Am I either an insect? No, that can't be. I have to be a whale, or a fish, or a gigantic octopus, because all I can do is exist as a little...
Time.
Oh, baby! Let's go!
I was borderline going to call you on
some
hesitation.
You should have.
There were some hesitations
there. You could have done it, dude. I was surprised you didn't call me out.
Different areas.
Okay, all right. Well, I have 1 point now. I feel like that means it's your guy's turn. So we're going to reset the term. We're going to do Aiden.
DJ Aiden.
Aiden, you're going to have to start. We are going to do... we are going to do...
Could I decide the topic? Because you just decided the last one.
That kid at the gym.
That's doable.
All right.
That's doable.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
The good thing about me in particular is that I am never that kid at the gym. And it's not because I don't go to the gym. I've started going recently. It's going well. Haven't seen too many gains yet. But that kid at the gym is never me. And let me assure you that, because that kid at the gym is loud.
Repetition.
He grunts.
Oh, fuck. No, you're good. You're good. I get deducted a point.
Because I repeated the topic.
Yeah. You repeated the topic, dude. You repeated the topic. Oh, see,
that's
minus one for me, so I'm back equal with everyone else.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck. And the time was still going, so I don't know what the...
Just reset the time.
but we don't know how much time he has left. We're going to say you have 35 seconds.
Left?
You mean 25? Left.
No, 35 because it was running.
Okay.
Oh, 32.
All right.
All right, ready? 32 seconds. Set, go.
That kid at the gym is loud. He's always dropping his weights, putting up more weight than he should be, honestly. You can tell he's not getting the total benefits of lifting because he's doing poor form. You know, he's not going down to 90 degrees.
Repetition.
On push-ups.
You can't say he is not.
All right.
Ethan, why didn't you call that, man?
Because I'm going to be honest, I didn't pick up on it. I wasn't as astute as I should have been.
No, you need to be astute, dude. It's all about astute.
But I feel like to make the game fun, you got to let people go a little bit.
Yeah. No.
Otherwise, everybody's going to talk.
I thought Aiden was doing a great job.
But then we've got all these people disagreeing with us on our radio station, you know, and they'll be like, they're not playing the game right.
Have them tweet at us and have them tell us their disagreements.
Yeah, have them come on air.
You guys are upset.
If you're disagreeing with any of the rulings,
feel free to tweet us at WMF Tufts University.
WMFO Tufts University. This is Freeform Radio. Means we make it whatever we want it to be.
Well, certainly we do.
I think we've got some hard feelings, so we're gonna just go to the next topic, even though I won that. I called the repetition of he's not.
Congratulations.
Well, you never finished the minute, so.
Into the next subject. Let's talk about the Red Sox game tomorrow. Aiden, you're gonna be. Let's talk about baseball. Aiden, 3, 2.
Baseball in general is the
baseball.
Topic.
Ready, set, go.
Tomorrow is the Red Sox's first game back after the All-Star break. If you guys missed it, the All-Star game was this past Tuesday. The American League ended up winning in the bottom of the 10th inning thanks to a 8th inning home run by Robinson Cano of the Seattle Mariners. Second baseman, you know, previously played for the Yankees. He's made quite the name for himself, for sure a future Hall of Famer. But back to the point, Red Sox playing tomorrow against the Yankees, that's actually a 7-10 game. Drew Pomeranz is going to be taking the mound for the Red Sox. To be honest, not quite sure who for the Yankees, but it's a pivotal point. You know, we're entering the second half of the season at this point. The Red Sox are 3.5 games ahead in the AL East, the Yankees being in second place, and not too many teams are lingering too far behind. You've got the Blue Jays in last place at this point, but the Orioles are not out of reach, though. They're kind of slipping down. But, you know, any team can strike at any point. There's a reason why they play 162 games in the season. So we're basically looking forward to this game, hoping it doesn't get rained out.
He fucking got it. No, dude. I don't believe it. Ethan, you need to be more astute and call him out on things. Repeating.
Well, that
the
was an
is,
easy thing to talk about
like,
for a minute.
Is cool.
You can't be saying
that's a hesitation.
I'm gonna let him go. I was enjoying. I thought he was giving a lot of good information.
The same exact thing as saying like.
Yeah, except I don't know. For the game to be fun, you kind of gotta let people say something.
I agree with Aiden on this. I don't think it needs to be as strict as you're wanting it to be. I don't really care about the points. I don't care about, you know, who wins or who loses.
All right, Ethan, we want to hear you talk. Ready? Ethan, you're going to have to talk about...
Let Aiden decide a subject
brands.
For me. Let Aiden decide a subject for me. You've decided the last three.
Okay.
All right, we're going to talk about... For the next minute, we're going to talk about the drive up.
Almost certainly.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
So, me and my friend Aiden, we had a wonderful drive up today. And let me just tell you a little bit about it. It began with kind of a torrential downpour to commence the drive. And interestingly enough, it felt like a monsoon. I thought maybe I was in some part of Southeast Asia, but really I was just, you know, coming up the New Jersey Turnpike. We went through probably 5 states: Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. To be honest, I didn't really see much. I was on the New York Parkway, which I must say is a beautiful road. And overall, we listened to podcasts, listened to music, and had some wonderful conversation. Particularly interesting was a podcast we listened to by Joe Rogan, who, if you haven't checked out his podcast, you definitely should. He provides a good third-party news source for a lot of different people. Brought on somewhat of a controversial guest today. Someone by the name.
Congratulations, Ethan. Wow.
Nope.
See, that's what happens if you don't pay attention. You don't play by the game.
I was laughing at your comment.
What was my comment?
No, congratulations.
But I was saying, like, we're defeating the purpose of the game. We're trying to win.
I'm not trying to win.
I'm not trying to win either.
All right, well, we're going to have to...
We got one winner here. We got three people who are interested in the conversation.
Okay, so how about we just...
That's what this game's good for.
Okay, how about we...
The conversation. Okay. You get different people's opinions.
Okay, how about we just do... Play this game, and everyone just has to talk a minute about a random subject. Okay, and we'll just go around in a corner.
Let me decide the subject for you.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Norwegian people. That is your subject. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hesitation.
I love Scandinavia. Do you know why? Because of the Norwegian people there. They have this small little city called Oslo, and it's just amazing. I've been there 3 times in my life. I was born there. My parents think I'm a goat, and I destroy everything in my path. That's because I believe I am
deviation.
A Norwegian. You need it. You.
That's deviation.
There's no way.
Most certainly it is. Most certainly it is.
Most people think you're a goat because you were born under the sea.
Yeah.
And your parents destroy everything in your way.
Yeah.
What, how does that connect to Norwegian people?
I guess that's not logical. All right. You get that in. What? No, I know. She goes just through this. Okay. It's just, that's what how studios are in. So let's see, we're gonna have to play.
That's not how it's been
town.
In the 25 studios
I've
been in.
Aiden, you have to talk about Fahrenheit as opposed to Celsius. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Fahrenheit is objectively inferior to Celsius, aka centigrade. The thing about Fahrenheit is that the freezing temperature of water, around which most of the centigrade scale is based, but in Fahrenheit, this is at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. 32, to me, seems like a relatively random number. Now, maybe you say, all right, maybe it's based off the boiling point of water. The boiling point of water in Fahrenheit is 212 degrees Celsius. Maybe even more random than 32. In centigrade, you've got freezing water at 0 degrees Celsius, boiling water at 100 degrees Celsius. Okay, first things first, centigrade is more intuitive. All right, the other thing about Fahrenheit is that hardly anywhere uses it except the United States of America. In fact, I'm not sure of a single other country that uses it as their standard metric for measuring temperature. If we're talking standard metrics here, centigrade is the way to go.
Repetition.
All right, take it over, my friend. You've got one. You've got.
Close our last second and a half out, Julian.
You've got 0.17 seconds to talk about Celsius versus Fahrenheit. Let's hear what you got.
Oh my god! Oh my god, that was a steal.
Let's hear it. No, you just. You stopped the clock early. I saw you.
No, I stopped it way late.
You
dude.
Stopped
I
it early.
Stopped it I should have stopped it when I said, before I even said anything.
I kept talking. You stopped it early.
Alright,
you want to rattle off?
3, 2, 1. Celsius in Fahrenheit is one of my most favorite subjects.
Objection.
Way to close it out, buddy.
Stupidity.
Okay. We'll give that to you.
Yeah, let's give that to AIDS.
Okay.
Yes. That's pretty good.
Okay. Alright, how about...
It's good. At least you knew the exact measurements. You know, that's something I don't... I know 32 degrees. I don't know 200 and whatever that other number is.
Yeah, it's 212.
Alright, Ethan, how about Toyota versus Hyundai? 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so we have two car companies that we're going to be talking about today, Toyota and Hyundai. Toyota is a Japanese brand, whereas Hyundai is a Korean brand, a South Korean brand. And interestingly enough, whereas Japanese used to have almost a monopoly on cars being sold out of Asia, Hyundai has kind of stepped in to fill some of that positioning out. Not exactly a great phrase, but whatever. Hyundai has been churning out some great vehicles recently, and in fact competing with Toyota much more closely than ever before. Hyundai owns the rights to also the Kia Group, the Kia Automotive Group, and both happen to be very popular in the United States, all claim to have great reliability, and guess what? They appeal to the common American. These are vehicles that the average American can afford.
Repetition. The average American. You can use a different phrase besides average American.
Okay. Julian?
I got 2 seconds.
Oh, you got 2 seconds, man.
Okay. Nah, I should have stopped that shit way earlier.
Yeah, you've got like 35 seconds left.
I think we should go to a random word generator.
How about I do 30 seconds? I'll do 30 seconds. I first heard of Hyundai 3 years ago when my mother was deciding which car to buy.
I love how you come up with these bullshit fucking things. You start talking about shit that doesn't even exist.
That's what
like, I've been to Norwegia 3 times, and my daddy and my mama love it. Good lord.
And I'm actually a goat.
Aiden.
That's why.
Aiden, I need you to take the computer, go to a random word generator, and that's how we're going to decide our subjects from now on up.
Hand over the pooter.
This is actually a fun game, Julian. This is a good exercise for any radio host. I mean, just being able to talk is incredibly important.
It's all about how many lies you've spit in this amount of time.
Yeah. What?
What did sounds you like say? Your SAT like, essay.
Yeah, it's all about how many lies you can say in this.
Oh, yeah.
In the smallest amount of time.
It's about, yeah, I mean.
I don't know if it's necessarily about lying.
Nah, I didn't lie about.
All right, guys. All right,
baseball, nor degrees Celsius versus Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I know, but if you're just trying to have some fun here, you don't know too much about the subject, you can just go straight into fiction and be able to have endless possibilities. Whereas if you start truthful, you'll mess up because you're not on the fictional way, and you'll confuse yourself.
But won't you deviate with fiction, therefore breaking one of the primary rules?
With fiction, you just can do anything you want.
Rules with fiction. No rules.
When it comes to no fiction, rules. It's the wild, wild west.
All right, well, I'm going to start out with fiction and then hesitate for a minute.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about pound. Just the pound. Aiden?
I'm starting.
Ready? Talk about pound. In 3, 2, 1, go.
I only got one word as my instruction, and it was pound, so there are all sorts of places I could go with this. We're gonna start taking it to Pound Town. I think you guys all know what I mean when I say Pound Town. It's what happens between the sheets late at night.
Oh my god.
That was an interruption. Okay, next.
Let the man speak.
We'll move on to the pound, aka the British currency. Pound sterling. It's a pretty lame currency if you ask me, just because the people who use it, in my experience, have not been the greatest people. Now I'm not trying to generalize here. I'm sure there are some great Englishmen out there, but the one I know in particular, the one sitting right across the table from me, firm advocate of the pound, not a great radio host if you ask me. He has not been spinning milk or whatever it is tonight.
Shots fired. Wow, Jesus.
That's
step 3.
I don't know.
Pounds, shedding pounds. Gym rats shed pounds. That guy at the gym, I mentioned him earlier. I talked for about a minute about him earlier.
Most definitely.
He's shedding pounds. He is shedding pounds by putting in work at the gym. All right, this is disrespect that I'm not going to stand for.
No, you already won, dude. You won like 30 seconds ago. All
right, Julian, can we go into the next point? Why don't you generate for yourself?
Ethan, I want you to rap over the beat I'm about to give you, okay?
You're going
to
beatbox?
Ready?
Okay. Sitting here, we chillin'. We about to catch this villain. Got my homies to the left, got my friends to the right, and we about to go in. Cause we're spinning, we're killin'. We making this moolah, and we spinning the fucking track. Hey, and I'm out here, and we going. And it's turning, and it's slowing, and I know we're fucking rowing down the river, cause we got everything it takes. Got those back muscles, cause we've been out in the fucking lake. Damn, I'm spitting, I'm just chilling here, ripping these other rappers apart as I go in with my chicken palm. Oh my god, I cannot see through my fucking eyeglasses because they're covered with the obelisks type of dimension arms. I don't even know. Thank you, folks. That's all we got for tonight. I might be coming in next week. Julian offered me a starting position. I'm going to start doing the 4:30 in the morning shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's the most popular hour, actually.
That's what I've been told, because that's really, you know, when most of Southern Asia is up. and that's kind of my niche market currently.
Yeah,
so I've been working my way into that sector.
I've always admired because you focus your entire life on the southeastern market, you know?
Most definitely.
Really admirable because when I first started out, I thought it would be a good idea just to, like, you know, try and be completely global in my efforts.
Nah,
but I soon found out after many years in the industry, you know, trying to appeal to such a large audience is just rightfully impossible. So I guess coming from this Norwegian family, you know, this Scandinavian family being 6'8", you know, I guess that benefits you as a person, and you can actually appeal to the Southeast Asian market because I've never seen such a large man before with white blonde hair and blue eyes, let alone a Jewish 6'8" blonde blue-eyed man.
Are you speaking about myself?
Yeah,
right
I'm
now?
Talking about you.
Unbelievable, Julian. I'm nowhere. I was not born in Norwegia, whatever the country is, Norway.
Okay, I was sorry. I was just going on a rant.
I just
got
a message from our good friend Simon.
Where is he?
He says there are no Ubers here.
I feel bad. We told him we would pick him up. I told him on the phone, hey, buddy, yeah, we'll come and get you whenever. We're sitting here. His plane has landed, and he cannot Uber over to us, so.
Tell him to just get a taxi, and we'll help him pay for it if he's being that much of a bitch.
Easy with the cursing, my man. I thought this was a family show.
Oh, I didn't say.
I meant
legitimately.
1:46 p.m. on a friggin' Thursday.
Sorry. It's 1:47.
Do you have another topic, Julian? I'd love to see you do another one real quick if we could. I want to see you maybe do some nonfiction instead of fiction, and we can just see how far that goes.
Nonfiction. I don't know anything.
I think this creative writing class has maybe gotten to your head a little bit.
It has influenced your thought process, especially
with radio.
Yeah. All right, give me something that I know about.
Well, air conditioning units. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take it away.
So the engineering of an air conditioning unit is very surprising, intricate, and interesting all at the same time. These three words are going to become very repetitive throughout this entire dialogue, so I want you to be aware of that beforehand. Intricacy, why? Well, because each part is so small, so designed very well, that even... I messed up.
Alright, Aiden, you've got 37 seconds. Take it away, buddy.
Ready, set, go.
Air conditioning units are vital, especially once you get south of the Mason-Dixon line in the United States.
Hesitation.
All right.
Okay. Mason-Dixon line. You'll definitely start on that one. That was a bold move.
I have a new message from our good friend, Simon. He said just Uber Blacks are available.
I'll ask him how much an Uber Black is.
How much... are the Uber Blacks.
Alright, I wanna play this rap beat that I made, so I feel like you guys will all like it very much.
We probably should have went to pick him up. Probably wouldn't have been too bad to get over there.
Yeah.
You feel somewhat guilty, or you alright?
I guess, I don't know. I mean, he was 2 hours late, like he's...
they from LA just for the day. And I'm rapping real quick, got that shit, it's like a fillet on that grill. When I got my hat brim pulled down, you can't see my grills, cause I ain't got none. When I'm spitting out the fucking pound, my boy Jay about to hit the track now. Hit him with the high shit, make it go around town.
I yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, I'm a G, I don't know about you. I'ma do my shit, and I know it's for free. I know there's very few that can do it like me. I'm one of a kind, I don't take time, I fucking do my own shit daily, does not faze me. Don't call me your baby, cause I am fucking lazy. I do my own shit every day in the crowd. I got my own family, I'm fucking proud. I got a son on the way, he's nearly 3. Call me baby, I'm fucking free today, but I won't be free tomorrow, cause in 3 days I'll be making these blaze girls.
He's gonna be out in a rave, catching all kinds of sun rays. My man is out, he's not in the fucking sun days, because he's been putting on sunblock. He's got that retardation in his skin. Call that a dumb lock.
Are you gonna apologize for that?
I'm not gonna apologize for that. Excuse me. No, I'm gonna keep going. Damn.
Yo, damn. Okay. Damn. Okay. Damn. 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 Okay. Damn. Look at me, I do. Look like. I can't spit bars. I wish I could spit bars, but I can't do that shit. Cause it's too quick. I'm a fucking toothpick. I know it. I go to the gym so I won't lose shit. Won't beat up. Get no chick. The girl go home date. Get good. Get my world twirl. Cause I'm
stupid.
Fucking Jewish. I'm not stupid. I'm not white. I'm Jewish. Back when I rapped in high school, I knew I was a fucking fool. Cause I did not have the money to be the boy that got the girls and got the late cars and drunk chunkiness.
He was definitely drunk chunky, I can attest to that.
Drunkenness and chunkiness at the same time, my funkiness is rhyming so hard. I'm fucking doing this, cluing this in. I'm a DJ spitting tooth, spitting real, spitting music that's brewed.
And
that's
sitting
brewed
in them.
That's brewed locally. I'm locally
craft beer, the way he comes in.
Locally
hits
and mokily and hot in. Let's see you rap.
Hey, Julian, you got that Young Thug check beat. Get that Young Thug check beat going.
Oh, I. Yeah.
Young. I don't know. Maybe not all you guys know this, but we grew up in a town right next door to Lil Dicky's high school, so I would say we all get a decent amount of influence from him. God bless him. Let's just say that.
Young Thug check beat on deck.
Aiden, you have to rhyme something.
I don't know if I'm hearing Aiden.
It's just poetry, man.
I don't know if I hear Aiden.
We're making fools of ourselves. Why are you so embarrassed? I don't know what's gonna be like, but yeah, I'm feeling it, yo. Toe to toe, I be rocking this shit, yo. Toe to toe, Ethan, Aiden's fried, yo. I'ma spit this shit real for you real quick. Basically, I'm just gonna talk to you, make it rhyme a little bit. Maybe you can lower down a little bit, suck my dick. I didn't just say that on the radio. I'm so sorry, Wild, I hope you're not gonna hate me more. Even though you hate me so much, I'm so cold at night, I can't breathe. I need a blanket so I can see you clearly. I'm gonna close my eyes, cause I am so fried. I don't want you to see my eyes, cause they're too red, too devilish, devilish eggs. What I'm talking about, fucking making me fed up in bed. I got a stomach ache. What am I gonna do with my life? I'm trying to rap a little bit, save me the strife.
Yeah, talking about the stomach ache. Okay, on that note, I'ma go in. Damn, 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 damn. Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Damn, you
talking about them deviled eggs. What you know about these crazy legs? I'ma hit you in the face with my dumb kick. Got you moving off the base of my dumb wicks. Oh my god, I'm coming out the fucking yard. Got two fucking guns in my fucking car. Got two fucking guns in my fucking car. Then I'm driving down the street
in my fucking car.
Hey, hit.
Got two fucking guns in my fucking car. Got two fucking guns in my fucking car.
No, no guns in the car, not this time. What I was referring to.
Keep on going.
God.
You jumping on my beat all real quick. Jumping on my beat all real quick.
Yeah, you thought you were gonna take this drop.
Jumping on my beat
all
real quick. Let's go, rap real quick. Ain't yo. Even spit that shit, yo. I'm waiting for you.
I got you. I'ma hit that shit. I'ma reverse that shit. Gotta make it go around. Gotta hit it real quick. Gotta make it go to town. Hey. Coming at you, Medford Township. What the fuck am I doing? All these Jews, I don't know. Every time I fucking spit this flow, I gotta hit him with the left, hit him with the right. Got my boy Aiden, and we gonna beat it up. Gotta hit this shit. Yeah, like it's fight night. That's a fucking Migos reference, but I like it. AIDS, you gotta do something for me, my man. I gotta hear what you gotta say. I know you got some beautiful shit going on in my mind. Can we go back to the game, Julian, the randomized game?
Nah, alright. Yo. 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 I don't know what I've been saying, but I'm gonna rap for you today.
What's good with Simon?
I don't know what I've been saying. Yo. 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 Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Bam.
Half the time I'm looking at this. You look at me, look at my eyes.
Look at my eyes.
Look at my eyes.
Look at his eyes.
Look at my eyes.
Got the drop top with the fucking good shit in his eyes.
Look at my eyes.
Hey.
Look at my eyes. How for a taxi? Oh my god, we should get him. Oh my god.
I feel bad, he spent money on it too.
Fucking tell him to get it. Tell him to take the train to a certain direction, destination that will pick him up at.
What's that destination?
Tell him to go to.
Julian, let's play some music for these kind people so they do not have to listen to this horrifying.
Sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro with your pride. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama couch in polo sock. Hey, this shit way too crazy. Hey, you do not amaze me. Hey, I blew cool from AC. Hey, Obama just paged me. Hey, I don't fabricate it. Hey, most of y'all be